Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online. I hope everyone had a very nice Mother's Day yesterday. It was a nice, you know, just overall kind of family-friendly type holiday, and hope everyone had a very nice time. Can't stress that enough, right? And I'm going to say this on record here. This was the Saturday and Sunday, the last 2 days before today, which is Monday. So this past Sunday and this past Saturday, this past weekend, was one of the worst sports weekends ever. Ever. And the worst so far in 2024. I feel like we've had a good run over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. I know we're getting closer where, what, we're midway through May, then we'll get to June, all that stuff. This was the worst. There was nothing going on. Now, look, if your little kid, Timmy, I'll just call the, you know, this person named Timmy, if he's in some baseball tournament, he's 8 years old, okay, maybe you had a nice weekend. But overall, sports-wise, no, this was not good. What did you have, some NBA basketball, some hockey games? I don't think it was that good. And I'm completely not watching baseball. I'll admit it. I love baseball. I am really not watching baseball right now. I'm not doing it. I don't take baseball seriously till we get to about June 1st, and even then. More like the All-Star break. I really like 100%. I'm zoned in. What's going on with baseball? Maybe that's what I need to do. It was not good. And here's the example of why it was not a good weekend for sports. Especially if you're a Knicks fan. That's a whole other story. The NBA draft lottery was yesterday. And I love the NBA draft lottery. Love it. Always enjoy it, and especially when I cover the Orlando Magic, last couple of years, heck, last decade, they've been in the draft lottery. This year, they were not. But it was the weirdest thing. I'm at my parents' house, and my dad's like, hey, look, the draft lottery's on. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is it an old one? Are we on NBA Classic Television? What is this? No, it was for real. We turn it on, we're watching it, we're like, what? The NBA draft lottery is usually like a Tuesday or Wednesday night in May during the NBA playoffs. And what they'll do is, you know, hey, it'll go from, I don't know, maybe 6:30 to 7:30. And they stretch it out. And, you know, last year you had Wembanyama there, and it was very exciting. Ping pong balls, all that stuff. It's usually on a weeknight before a big playoff game on ESPN. I love this event. But man, what was that? You talk about dropping the ball. Everyone's kind of paying attention to Mother's Day. They're with family and friends if they're doing that. I don't think you had big eyeballs watching playoff games yesterday, especially Pacers destroying the Knicks. What is this? Why is this going on a Sunday? Did I miss the memo? Here's my theory. This is one of the weakest drafts in the history of mankind, that all these mock drafts are saying that, I don't know, some guy, another guy from France, who's not 7'4", by the way, like Wembanyama, maybe he could be the number one pick. And who even knows when the first college basketball player goes in this draft? I think it's such a terrible draft that the NBA is like, all right, you know what, we'll just do it on a Sunday during Mother's Day. No one will pay attention. What? And it should be the number one story in sports right now. It should be. It's not. If you're just waking up from a coma, you're like, well, who got the first pick? Atlanta got the first pick. The Hawks. They're going to draft number one. No one cares. Maybe that's why they did it. It's such a weak draft that they're like, ah, fine, we'll just have the draft lottery. By the way, love the draft lottery. And if it's one of the moments in sports, and I feel like I'm a very level-headed person, I feel like it's completely rigged. Completely rigged. Where the NBA behind the scenes with the owners are like, all right, we're going to throw this team a bone. They're getting the first pick. It's Chicago, or it's New Orleans, or it's Orlando in 2022. We're just going to throw them a bone. We're good to go. They get the first pick. This was not the draft to get the number one pick, but it appears Atlanta has it. That's right. And I can't name five prospects. I think maybe Zach Edey, the guy from Purdue, the guy who's like 7'3", who can't really run. Yeah, I can name him. That's about it. Bizarre. Such a terrible weekend for sports. And they threw in the draft lottery. They must have thought, I'm telling you, This is such a terrible draft. Just throw it in there. No one will notice. And no one will say anything on Monday anyway. That's what it feels like. I feel like I'm the only show in America that's yelling about this right now. Love the draft lottery. Love it. And it's appointment television. Remember, 2024 television, there's not a lot of appointment television. All right, what would you have? Maybe the Oscars, the Super Bowl. If Biden and Trump, if they debate this fall, I mean, maybe that is NFL football this fall. I mean, that's about it after a while. Nah, just throw it on here. Just throw it on a Sunday. No one cares. Whatever. Oh, man. And by the way, I put more effort into the last 5 minutes of the show than the Knicks did yesterday in Indianapolis. Bazinga, baby. That's a burn. Oh, I went with it, and I did. Man, oh, man. That was bad. Here's what happened to me. So Saturday morning, I wake up, and I look at the sports schedule, and I'm just like, well, I don't need to watch any of this. This isn't life or death. Again, it's not like it's NFL Championship Sunday and I have to watch these games. It's like, well, you know, all the local teams are out anyway. And I just start making text messages. I was like, all right, here's what we should do. Let's go back to Daytona. Might as well. Use my press credential. Let's go back up there. Let's do it. So I ask, you know, my coworkers, De Niro, MJ, hey, you want to go? MJ's in. So we drive up there. We go back to Daytona. Just was there Thursday, where I saw Motley Crue. I went back to go see the Foo Fighters. That's what I did. We went up there. We had a great time. And here's my thing for every band. If I'm going to put on a concert, if there's going to be a Mark Moses show concert, festival, every band should just play their hits and then get off stage. That's what it should be. Oh, you got three hits? You're going to play those three songs, and then the next band's going to move up. Oh, you got seven songs? Play all seven, get off the stage. I know I'm a jerk here. Oh, you have 20 hit songs? Play them all, get off the stage. One hit wonder? You get one song, get off the stage. That's what it needs to be. That's like, oh, here's something for our new album. Boo! Boo! All right? That's what it feels like to me. We can make this more efficient. We can make it less time. Hey, we can just go 2 days. Play your songs. Get off the stage. I know I'm a jerk when I say this. It's like, oh, here's something for our new album. No, I'm good. But yes, the Foo Fighters were awesome. And I'm happy I saw them. And there's that moment up there. He came on stage, Dave Grohl, and I turned to MJ, and I'm just like, you know, that's a very famous person. Like, I've met a lot of famous people. I really have. I've interviewed a lot of famous people, taken photos with famous people. That guy's famous. Like, in the history of rock, I don't think he... Like, he gets the praise. He's been in the spotlight for 30 years or even longer. In the hierarchy of, you know, who's on the top for rock and roll? Paul McCartney's up there. You'd say the guys in the Rolling Stones, you know, the guys that are still alive in their 80s. Mick Jagger, you know, Keith Richards. They're up. I think that's the top of the mountain. Where would Dave Grohl go in that list? Because the man was in Nirvana, one of the most famous bands in the history of music, period. Then he's been in the Foo Fighters for 30 years. Where does he rank on this list? Where do you put him? He's got to be up there. So he's on that stage, and I'm just like, you know what? This is a famous individual. I've been watching this guy perform. You know, I've been listening to the music, all that stuff, for over 30 years with this guy. That's a long time, and that's the first time I ever saw him live. And it was awesome. And I just thought, look, when are they going to play Daytona Speedway again? When is that going to happen? So we went. We had a great time. And we left there at midnight. I got back in the car. I drove all the way back to Melbourne. I went inside. It must have been, I got home. It's like 1:30. I went straight to bed. I woke up. My mom and sister are like, hey, we're having Mother's Day brunch, lunch, whatever you want to call it, in Stewart at Benihana. You better be there. 11:30 in the morning. So I woke up, I don't know, 8 o'clock. Showered, put clothes on, went back to the office, dropped off the truck, got in my car, and drove all the way to Stewart, Florida. I was going the speed limit, wank, wank, and I drove. It took me from Melbourne at the Oaks Plaza, where the studio is. I got on 95. I went south, 90 minutes. I got to Stewart, Florida. You go through Palm City, then hit Stewart. Oh, it was 90 minutes. So I was in the span of like about I don't know, 12 hours in Daytona, drove down Melbourne, Melbourne to Stewart, then in Port St. Lucie, then drove back to Melbourne. Don't worry. I slept like a baby last night. Oh, I went into one of these comas I go into. I had a good time. And it was worth it. I loved it. I did. And my favorite songs, I liked hearing Monkey Wrench, Breakout, There Goes My Hero. He played them all. It was great. It really was. That Rockville concert, oh yeah. They've done that 4 years now. It keeps getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. I've never been around that many people in that one area. I mean, they said, what were the reports? Over 200,000 people for 4 days. 200,000! I saw Primus, Queens of the Stone Age. My coworker Rachel loves that Greta Van Fleet band. We saw them. Then we saw Foo Fighters. It was awesome. It really was. And if you have a chance next year, you have to go. You have to. It's worth it. Oh, and that concert is so big. MJ and I, we wandered because we walked and walked. And I'm like, man, did we walk the whole Daytona 500? We walked to this one area. I think it was like the fifth band stage. I'm like, what is this? And there were people half naked. And there was like an inflatable water slide. I'm just like, did we enter the wrong part of town? Where are we exactly? Oh, it just kept going. We had a lot of fun. We really did. And I'm happy I went. And I saw Motley Crue and I saw the Foo Fighters. That's right. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Did I know the draft lottery was going on? No, I didn't. But I saw the Foo Fighters. And Queens of the Stone Age, they actually played Little Sister, my favorite song. I let go with the flow. And no one knows. But they played Little Sister. That's right. I did a fist pump. And I had a good time. I really did. Yes. And we're going to have more concert giveaways moving forward on our fine radio stations. It's the least we can do as we're getting ready for summer. And it's going to get super hot out. And I'll end with this for my open. Then we'll go to Billy Mims, head basketball coach at Florida Tech. We'll go latest on all things basketball. You notice it hasn't rained yet. It doesn't that, knock on wood, like I love the weather right now. I know it's getting hot. Where's the rain? Is that going to start tomorrow where it's just going to rain nonstop? It's the first time I've been to Rockville in Daytona. Didn't really rain. Very weird. Watch. It'll just rain nonstop moving forward. Let's go to break. We'll come back 5 minutes. My good friend, Billy Mims. Oh, he knows his basketball. We'll get his thoughts. Yes. NIL, the draft, and his thoughts on the Joker showing up last night. We'll do that next year on the show.